Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for the introduction. So my topic is the persistence of antibody level to hepatitis B vaccine among children. So this is the results of the survey after several years of mass vaccination. First, I would like to introduce about Mongolia shortly. Mongolia is a large landlocked country situated in northern part of Central Asia between Russia and China. The territory is quite large, 1.6 million square kilometers, but the population is very small, only 2.6 million, which makes Mongolia one of the most sparsely situated countries in the world. The majority ethnic group is Hala, and the capital city is Ulaanbaatar. The language is Mongolian language. The population structure remains relatively young. Around 33% of the population are under 14 years, and only 4% of the population are over 65 years. And the gender is similar. The Mongolia is one of the highly endemic countries for hepatitis B virus infection in the world. In this figure you could see Mongolia. Do you have pointer? No pointer? Okay. Yes. So here is Mongolia shown in red color, indicating the one of the endemic countries in the world. So it has been estimated that nearly 80% of the general population are infected with hepatitis B virus, and 15% are chronic carriers or chronically infected. So to reduce the chronic HPV infection and serious sequelae of this infection, such as hepatocellular carcinoma and other complications, Mongolia introduced mass infant hepatitis B vaccine campaign in 1991, as recommended by the World Health Organization. So, however, during the past 15 years, there hasn't been comprehensive survey on hepatitis B vaccination program effectiveness. So trying to fill these gaps, we conducted the nationwide survey with objectives to assess the impact of mass infant hepatitis B vaccination program in the country and in urban and rural areas, and to investigate the immunity against hepatitis B virus infection followed by vaccination after a multiple year of mass vaccination campaign. So these are the objective of this presentation. So here is shown map of Mongolia with the geographical areas of the participants. So the study design was nationwide school-based cross-sectional survey, and the sampling design was stratified multi-stage random cluster sampling. Administratively, Mongolia is divided into capital city of Ulaanbaatar and 21 provinces. And also geographically, Mongolia is divided into four main geographical regions: Western, Central, Eastern, and Hangalian Gobi region. To represent the whole country's geographic and economic characteristics, we divided the Mongolia into four main geographical regions and the metropolitan area. So using this sampling design, we selected 25 schools from a list of all public schools. So anti-HBs antibody titers were quantified in micro international units per milliliter, and all laboratory analyses were done in Japan. Data collection includes interview with parents, blood sampling, and also record of hepatitis B vaccination history from immunization card of every child. These are some photos from data collection. Around 55% of study population was from urban areas residing in metropolitan cities and provincial centers. The remaining 45% were from rural zones of villages. So in a total, 1,145 children were enrolled in this study. There were no significant differences in some characteristics among children between urban and rural areas. You could see here that There is not large difference between the age, but it is significant due to this large sample size. And the mean age was 8.5. The range was from 7 to 12 years. Around 52% of the children were boys. In this figure, the prevalence of HPV infection and chronic infection among the study population or among elementary school children of Mongolia is shown by their demographic characteristics. Around 16% of the children were infected with hepatitis B virus. Among these, 5.2% were infected, chronically infected or chronic carriers. The prevalence of both HPV infection and carriage increased by age, and boys were significantly higher prevalence compared to the girls, and no large difference was found according to the ethnic groups. And interestingly, there was found a significantly higher prevalence of hepatitis B virus infection and also chronic carriage among rural children compared to the urban children. Here is shown the coverage of birth hepatitis B vaccination among the study population by residents. In metropolitan area, the birth dose, actually there are three doses for hepatitis B vaccine. The first, the valid means the vaccines, the shots that are given within the scheduled time or within 24 hours. Late means later than 24 hours, and there's no, some are, had no dose. So the prevalence, the proportion of those who are having valid birth dose was significantly higher in metropolitan areas compared to provincial centers and rural zones. And also the coverage of total hepatitis B vaccination or three shots was significantly higher in metropolitan areas compared to provincial centers and the rural areas. In this slide, the coverage of hepatitis B vaccination and the prevalence of HPV infection and immunity due to vaccine is shown by birth years. As shown here, in both rural and urban areas, the vaccination coverage increased year by year from 1992 to 97. And immunity induced by hepatitis B vaccine was decreased from 7 years to 12 years. The chronic carriage rate also decreased by, increased by age or decreased from 12 years old to 7 years old. So those who are older had high rate of a chronic carriage compared to the younger children. But the actual anti-HBs antibody titer was not significantly different by age and sex. So also the geometric mean titer was similar. And there was no significant difference in the antibody titer by residence and vaccination status. But the proportion of those who are having vaccine-induced immunity were higher for those who had three shots of hepatitis B vaccine, or 22% of those who had three shots of vaccine were immunized against the hepatitis B compared to those who had two and one shots. In this slide, comparison of hepatitis B virus infection between residents in respect to vaccination status is shown. Here you could see that the proportion of chronic carriers, even among completely vaccinated children, is different by residence. For example, metropolitan area, 1.2%, province centers, 2.9%, and rural zones, 8.6% of the children were chronic carriers of hepatitis B virus. And also those who are infected with hepatitis B virus was different by residence, even among completely vaccinated children. The comparison of vaccine-induced immunity between residential areas by vaccination status is shown in this slide. So even though not statistically significant, the immunity was higher for those who are living in metropolitan cities compared to those in province centers and the rural zones. In a total, 15.9% of the children completely vaccinated for hepatitis B virus had an immunity against hepatitis B virus. So it's shown in our previous slides, there were significant differences even in infection rate and also immunity rate by residents. So based on this result, we made two hypotheses. The first one is there could be some role of vaccine-induced escape mutant. And the second is there could be some effect from a cold winter season on the hepatitis B vaccine, because hepatitis B vaccine is frozen when it is under 0 Celsius degrees for 30 minutes, so it becomes inactive. We could prove this hypothesis based on this only one slide. I would like to show only one slide because the reason for this is not really related to the topic of today's presentation. So in urban areas, there was no significant difference among those vaccinated in winter and in non-winter season. So green is non-winter, red is some vaccines in winter, blue means all vaccines in winter, received in winter. But in rural areas, those who received all the vaccines in winter or during the cold season had higher rate of infection and also the chronic carriage compared to those who received some or no vaccines in winter. And also immunity was lower for those who received the vaccines in winter. And another hypothesis about the vaccine-induced escape mutant was not proven. We have done some molecular analysis and there were no significant differences in the prevalence of vaccine escape mutant in urban and rural areas. The conclusions are, the prevalence of chronic HPV infection has meaningfully decreased from the baseline level of 10 to 15% to 5% in the Mongolian young generation due to infant hepatitis B vaccination. Vaccination against viral hepatitis B results in persistence of immune protection of the vaccine and retention of immune memory to hepatitis B virus in the vast majority of the vaccinees even after 10 years. However, complete dose of vaccines should be provided for infants to retain better immunity against hepatitis B virus infection. Thank you for your attention.
At this time, her paper is open for discussion. She presented a lot of wonderful information, showed the inverse relationship between vaccination coverage and chronic infection, and also a direct relationship between vaccination coverage and immunity. So everything seems to be working in the right, everything is in the right direction, and we're pretty impressed with the impact of the vaccination program. So are there any questions?
Yes, please. Yeah, so vaccine-induced immunity means when the child is positive only for anti-HBs and the titer is more than 10 international units per milliliter. So those who have anti-HBs antibody without HBs antigen and anti-HBC markers, and also those who are having more than 10 IU per milliliter anti-HBs level will be considered as immune due to vaccine, but not immune due to infection or the reason of endemicity of hepatitis B virus infection in Mongolia for general population. So it is related to the injection practice, poor injection practice in Mongolia. Since 1995, locally produced disposable syringes have been available in Mongolia. Before that, we used like glass syringes that is used several times, and also other injection practices in the hospitals are the main factors. Yeah, please.
I thank you very much for your paper. I just want to mention Dr. Dao Guangtan, is that how to say it?
Yeah.
Is our, the APHA, was the APHA epidemiology student, one of the APHA epidemiology student board members. Was it last year?
In 2006.
My memory is failing. So I'm glad you're back, especially from Mongolia. I was just wondering, as you're doing these surveys kind of over time, and I assume that's what you're doing, you might be able to look back retrospectively and compare the same age cohorts from, say, this year to the age cohorts of the previous year, so that you have the 10 to whatever it was, 15 group, or 10 to whatever it was, compared, so you can kind of get a sense that you can eliminate some of the secular changes that might be going on in the population to really kind of convince us even more that the vaccine program is working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your question. And actually, as I mentioned, since 1991, when the vaccination campaign was introduced, very limited studies have been conducted, especially for children. We couldn't find any good research survey results that could be that are comparable to our study. But we would like to do the survey again every 5 or 10 years, to see the time changes and time differences that could be comparable. But we have some data for adults.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting to see that how the coverage was lower in the older birth cohorts as well. So you have all of those factors interplaying. So we don't know that the lower immunity seen in the older birth cohort was due to a decline in antibody versus a smaller proportion of the population being vaccinated, because that's what it looks like. There have been studies that looked at persistence of hepatitis B antibody about 10 years out, and roughly it's about 20%. I was curious to know, it's been reported to be 17 to 97% that have an antibody titer less than 10 milli-international units per milliliter. I'm curious to know whether there's any plan to look and see whether there's a booster effect in the older birth cohort when you give them another dose. Because that's how we're doing it in the United States, to help describe that. I can tell you my own experience, having been vaccinated with hepatitis B 20 years ago. About a year ago, my antibody levels were non-detectable by a commercial test, and I thought I still had antibodies. And when I was revaccinated, my antibodies were so high that they weren't able to titer them completely out to actually quantify it. So, and I think that that's true for a lot of other people. So what I'm saying is that what we're seeing that is, you know, the vaccine is highly effective, and persistence of antibody is looking really long. It might be lifelong, particularly if you're going to have a secondary response immediately, if you're exposed to a vaccine component, let alone the wild virus. So this is looking quite promising.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Wang Han.
Thank you very much.